From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The European Union on Tuesday ordered Apple to pay a record 13 billion euros in back taxes in Ireland, saying deals allowing the U.S. tech giant to pay almost no taxes were illegal. Apple and the Irish government immediately said they would appeal against the European Commission ruling, while the United States Treasury in a written statement said it could undermine its economic partnership with the EU. Ireland has been seeking to attract multinationals by offering extremely favorable tax conditions known as sweetheart deals. But the EU Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager, said Apple's broken EU laws on state aid.
This decision sends a clear message. Member states cannot give unfair tax benefits to selected companies. No matter if they are European or foreign, large or small, part of a group or not.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Kyrgyzstan's president has ordered the government Tuesday to strengthen anti-terrorism measures in the Kyrgyz capital and its regions, according to his office in a statement. It comes after a suspected suicide car bomber rammed the gates of the Chinese embassy in the Kyrgyz capital of Bishkek earlier Tuesday, killing the attacker and wounding at least three other people. China's foreign ministry, meanwhile, condemned the attack as an extreme and violent act. At least five people were killed when jihadists exploded a suicide car bomb outside a popular hotel close to the presidential palace in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu Tuesday. Widespread damage was reported. This is VOA News.